She cited her own record of winning elections and adding, "If you think a woman can't beat Donald Trump, Nancy Pelosi does it every single day." The panel also provided considerable questions on a paid parental leave and plans to pay for child care, an issue that probably took up more time than other debates have spent talking about Vladimir Putin. The candidates who spoke about abortion rights said that support for choice is and should be a litmus test for Democratic candidates, a position that Gabbard, who favors tight restrictions on third trimester abortions, may not agree with. Entrepreneur Andrew Yang got in a good line. "There are only two countries in the world that don't have paid family leave for new moms, the United States of America and Papua New Guinea. That is the entire list, and we need to get off that list. Kamala goes all in." Harris, whose campaign has been struggling in no man, woman's land, repeatedly drew attention to the plight of black women, who have historically been the backbone of the Democratic Party. Kamala criticized the party at large for not doing more for those voters outside of election season. "Folks get tired of saying, thank me for showing up," and say, "Well," but her strongest and most strategic moment came early in the evening when she boldly criticized Gabbard for dissing the Democratic Party and buddying up to Steve Bannon. "We have someone on this stage that is attempting to be the Democratic nominee for President of the United States, who during the Obama administration spent 4 years full-time on Fox News criticizing President Obama." Buttigieg and Gabbard had the fiercest exchange of the night. She criticized him for saying he'd employ troops in Mexico. He fired back that the comment was taken out of context. He lambasted her for meeting with Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad, and she smacked him for lacking courage. The crowd loved the fireworks, but seemed equally delighted by both sides. Warren, likely wary of waking October's Medicare for All beast, left well enough alone. But Klobuchar and Harris were asked outright about their criticisms of Buttigieg and, well, walked right past. Klobuchar went first. One of the moderators asked her what she meant by a recent comment that, "Of the women on the stage, do I think we would be standing on that stage if we had the experience he, Buttigieg, had?" "No, I don't," in her reply. The Minnesota senator carefully avoided taking on the mayor directly. "Pete is qualified to be up on this stage, and I'm honored to be standing next to him," she started her answer.